everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and February 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win their share of over 460,000 kwacha in prizes. Instant cashbacks, monthly trolley dashes, and exciting rewards along the way. The ultimate grand prize is waiting. A family holiday worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky customer. So why do you cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours. Time for your news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. The headlines. President Hichilema authorizes local content law for mining sector. Bank of Zambia simplifies currency directives in response to stakeholder concerns. 13 killed as hospital shelled in besieged Sudan City. To present the news, I'm Lusubilo Gondwe. President Hakainde Hichilema has authorized Mines Minister Paul Kabuswe to sign a new local content statutory instrument that will make it mandatory for mining companies operating in Zambia to award contracts to local suppliers and contractors. Speaking when he officially opened the Zambia Mining Investment in Lusaka today, President Hichilema explained that the law is designed to empower Zambians to participate more meaningfully in the mining value chain and to promote a stronger sense of partnership between government and the mining investors. The president has emphasized that mining must play a greater role in funding social and economic programs, and adds that Zambia's vast mineral wealth should contribute directly to the provision of free education, healthcare, and other social services. And the head of state has reaffirmed government's policy of resolving mining disputes outside foreign courts to enhance investor confidence. He says Zambia has undertaken sweeping reforms in the mining, energy, and tourism sectors to stimulate growth and ensure a stable business environment.
This is one piece of legislation that I sent back for further consultations. It came to me 6 months or so ago. Minister, 1-2 mine houses complained. I said to the minister, I'm not allowing you to proceed. Maybe that's why he's seeking my permission. I said, go back to dialogue. And the dialogue took place, and the mine houses here know that they were consulted. On the basis of that mature way of addressing misunderstandings or differences, Minister, I hereby authorize you to sign the local content. You have the authority.
Meanwhile, President Hichilema has noted the need for Zambia to explore other minerals aside copper, and has urged the INSACA to concentrate on driving investment in other minerals. He notes that Zambia is endowed with numerous minerals, hence the need to diversify the mining industry. Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalyalya has emphasized the importance of the currency directives of 2025, stating that they are designed to reinforce the kwacha as the sole legal tender for domestic transactions. speaking at the final consultative meeting on the Bank of Zambia Currency Directive of 2025 in Lusaka today, Dr. Kalyaja highlighted that the directives are part of a comprehensive set of reforms aimed at fostering a strong and efficient domestic foreign exchange market. He noted that stakeholders have raised several concerns, including the potential for exchange controls, inappropriate timing, increased exchange rate risk, and disruption to supply chains, but that the central bank, in response to these concerns, has simplified the directives, allowing for settlements in kwacha while permitting quoting and invoicing in other currencies. Dr. Kalyaja has assured stakeholders that the bank has carefully considered their feedback and has made significant changes to the directives. The governor has indicated that the Bank of Zambia aims to introduce the directives in a manner that upholds investor and business confidence while enabling enterprises to manage short-term adjustments.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to emphasize that these directives are not being considered in isolation. Rather, they are part of a comprehensive set of reforms the bank has undertaken. These reforms comprise the electronic balance of payments, which we simply refer to EBOP, monitoring system, which was introduced in 2019, the export proceeds tracking framework, EPTF, which we launched in January last year. I must stress here that this also attracted a lot of attention from you, the stakeholders, not just within the confines of this republic, but across the globe.
Police in Lusaka are investigating a case in which two male suspects were found in possession of property believed to have been stolen or unlawfully obtained. This is after Chilenja Police Station received a phone call from members of the public yesterday reporting a road traffic accident along Lilai Road at Two Sisters Junction. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga says the accident involved a black Mercedes Benz and a Toyota Allien, which had double number plates affixed at the rear, the top plate, ALP7239, suspected to be fake, and the original, DCD3360ZM, grey in colour. Mr. Hamonga says the suspicious conduct of the Toyota Allien occupants prompted members of the public to apprehend the two male suspects, who were later identified as Lazarus Chiwe, 21, of Garden Compound, and Stephen Kasonde, age 20. He has disclosed that upon searching them, officers recovered 7 smartphones and 1 small stylophone without a battery, and that preliminary investigations indicate some of the recovered phones could have been stolen from different parts of Lusaka. Mr. Hamonga says the Toyota Allien, bearing double number plates, has since been towed and secured at Chilenja Police Station for further forensic examination.
The recovered items are an Infinix light green in color, Techno gray in color, Samsung gold in color, Techno pop gray in color, Samsung black in color, Infinix hot blue in color, Infinix light blue in color, and a stylophone green in color without a battery. Preliminary investigations indicate that some of the recovered phones have been stolen from different parts of Lusaka. Some individuals who claim to have lost their phones have since contacted the police and are expected to report today, the 9th of October 2025, for identification purposes.
Central Province Minister Mwazashike Nkulukusa has called on farmers to embrace modern agricultural practices in order to increase productivity and ensure national food security. Speaking when he officially opened the Golden Valley Agricultural Research Trust GART National Seed Fair and Aquaculture Field Day in Chisamba today, Mr. Nkulukusa said government remains committed to supporting initiatives that promote sustainable farming and innovation in the agriculture sector. He has highlighted the importance of seed research and development, saying events like the seed fair play a key role in linking farmers to high-quality inputs and technologies that can boost yields. He has also commended the integration